This is Chaplain Terry Warner. I'm going to stop the music for a few moments so you can grab a pen and some paper for your foundation scriptures. If you can't get onto a computer because you are driving or at work, when you can get online, you will find my podcast and articles at thechaplainscorner.net. Starting at the beginning of the podcast, I will give you the season number and the episode number. Thank you so much for listening. My podcasts come out every Monday morning. And now, let's get going. Hello, friend. Chaplain Terry Warner here. This will be Activating Your Faith, S4, E16. It will air on April 17th, 2024. Your foundation scriptures, Romans 10, verse 17, Romans 12, verse 3, Galatians 5, verses 6 and 7, Hebrews 11, verse 6. The very first thing that a Christian is to develop and practice and obey the Word of God is putting God first place in your life. That's got to be number one. And a lot of us say we do that, and we think we do that, but I'm going to run you through the mill this morning. When I believed that Jesus was my Lord and Savior, I received from God the measure of faith. Romans 10:17 says, "For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you." This measure of faith is the same for every believer, and it is the same faith as Jesus had. Different believers may have developed and strengthened their faith over time and by the Word, but their faith is no different than yours. You have that same capability. So now, some questions for you to consider. However, first a little background to what brought all this about. This week I was sought out by a group of believers in a foreign country to teach them how to grow and be led by the Lord. They need 40 Bibles to pass out to the gathering. So I agreed to show them how to obtain their Bibles using their faith. I started them in the right direction by asking God to furnish them with the Bibles and also learn how to stand and believe that God would send them Bibles. We said the prayer, we claimed it with prayer petition for 40 Bibles. And as of now, this has just happened a few days ago, yesterday to be exact. So we have, there, as far as I know, no Bibles have shown up yet. But I immediately set out, not using God's faith, but to furnish them with Bibles and also learn how to stand and believe and calculate finances and everything else where I would send them the Bibles. It's not that hard. It's not that much expense because of money exchange. But it's the fact that I got to thinking, I'm going to do all this and I'm going to take credit for it and I'm going to claim it. And they're not going to learn anything from it because I have not taught them how to receive from God. I taught them how I can receive or how what I can do. But I have not taught them how to do it. I was all out to defeat the devil, that I forgot it, that it wasn't my faith, nor my prayer, nor my hope, nor my fasting, nor and anything other Christian related that would bring about the 40 Bibles arriving to this congregation. So I got to examining some things in my own life. And I'll ask you a few questions, and this is for you to answer. How many sermons does it take to get your faith activated? How much teaching lessons does it take? We know the Hebrew, we know the Greek, we know what the original manuscript said. We can quote this source, we can quote that source. But we sit at best in our church pew on Sunday, every day, every month, every year, hoping, praying that God would heal me, set me free financially, get me on top of circumstances and conditions, but that God would act. And in a lot of cases, a lot of us where we are industrious and we figure out how to do it, and we can use our hands and our talents, we go out doing Christian things and Christian business and Christian tasks, and we busy ourselves with being Christian. We busy ourselves with being Christians, but we don't teach ourselves how to live and walk by faith. Consequently, we go without. We go with prayers unanswered. We go with sickness that can't be cured or gone over. And we do the best we can. And the world sees us, and we're ambassadors for Christ. And an ambassador is somebody that you, if they see the ambassador, they should see the person they're ambassadors are for. In other words, if they see us and we're an ambassador for Christ, they should be seeing Christ in us. But so many times, what did they see? They see the world, they see downfall, they see frustration, they see anger, they see lack, they see need, they see sickness. All the things, and all the while the devil says, see there it doesn't work. See there it doesn't work. And to tell God his word doesn't work is sort of futile. I mean, you're telling the creator of the universe, who laid out a plan for you, that your efforts and stuff, God, are not working because I've done everything I know how to do. Well, we haven't done everything we know how to do. We've done everything we wanted to do and everything we thought that would impress God to where we could get him to do what he wanted to do. And we have sort of, through default, created a genie in a box that when we need something, we run to him. But when things are going well, we sort of tend to back off. That's human nature. That's just the sin in our nature. So how do we live and walk by faith? Okay, get ready. Here we go. No more lecturing or making you feel guilty. I preach to myself too. And faith is not something that activates you. You already have the measure of faith given to you by God, the same measure of faith that was in Jesus Christ. You can do what Jesus Christ did and greater things than you can do, and that's scriptural. But what do? We beg God for more faith. We beg God to show us if we can only believe. We try to believe. It's hard to believe. Did you know the Hebrew language has two tenses in their language? I'll try to explain this. One is the imperfect tense. That means it's not done yet. That's living in the past, and it's not done. The other tense of the language is perfect tense, and that's where the Christians live. That's where God lives. He lives in it is finished. Isaiah said, himself bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases, and by his stripes I am healed. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to teach, to preach freedom and captive to the captives. Okay, that's all was said some 700 years before Jesus. Yet Jesus acted like it was done. Well, in Christ it is done. Christ is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He is not the beginning and we're waiting on the end. The end is already there. The faith is already there. The measure of faith is already there. God has given you everything you need to accomplish your task on earth that he gave you to do. And what's the number one task? To love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your strength, with all your soul, with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Those two laws or commandments are the new commandments given to us, and they are what makes everything work. Faith works by love. So if you want to activate faith and have the God kind of faith, What's the first thing you got to do? Receive that measure of faith into your life and come to a realization that you're not going to do anything until that faith becomes real and active in your inner man. When it does, you will be motivated and you will go out in victory. And you'll call things that be not as though they were, and they'll change their name. Sickness will go away. You'll drive it out. In other words, you get enough of the word in you, it's going to conquer and control everything according to God's will and pleasure. Well, Chaplain Terry, there's no way that'll happen on earth. No, it won't happen totally until Jesus comes back and finishes it off. He is the end, and he's coming back, and he's coming back soon. And a lot of us, myself included, have been sitting on the pews, or at best been active in church and activities and doing Christian things, but I've not been active and diligent on growing and developing my faith. And faith works by love, and faith was what framed the world, the universe, the creations. Sorry about that. I got animated. The creations of this world, our universe, was done by faith. Faith is a substance. It's like electricity. You can't see it, but you can understand it. And you want a light on, you just turn the light switch on. Well, turn your faith on. It's a substance. It works. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You receive that measure of faith when you believe God. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. You could not be born again if you were not given the measure of faith. God, being no respecter of persons, is going to give you the same faith that he gave Jesus Christ. Jesus is the head, you're the body. You got the same amount of faith. You don't have less faith in the body than you got in the head. It all runs through the whole body. Now, you do have people who don't understand this, Christians who don't understand this, and they don't operate in faith. So we have several denominations that don't operate in any kind of faith. You get saved and that's it. Sit on the pew and wait for God to come back one of these days. And everything else is not for us today. That's not for us today. Friend, it is for you today. Jesus Christ has made unto you wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You want to change situations and have God work for you and be delivered of all your problems? Start building and growing your faith. How? How, Terry? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, I'll just read the Bible 24/7, and that way my faith will go really big. No, it doesn't work that way. Faith without works is dead. Yeah, not going to get out of that. So what is faith? We said it was a substance. Hearing the word. It can be the anointed word. It can be the written word. It can be the spoken word. It's the word of God. The more you speak it, the more you're going to believe it. I believe, therefore I speak. What's in your heart? Gun smoke? What's in your heart? Happy days? I'm getting old stuff. Get something little. All my children? The soap operas? What's in your heart? Politics, education, the news. Boy, that's a toughie. Get the news out of your system. Get the world news. Get the world junk out of your spirit man, out of your inner man. And start growing your man with the word of God. The word of God brings faith. Anointed music. Anointed conversation. Fellowshipping with believers. Believing believers. And enough to the point that you show the others how to work their faith. Faith works by love. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. Love your neighbor as yourself. You see someone in need, help them out. If you can pray for them, pray for them. But if you can help them financially, if you can help them physically, to do something you know you should do and don't do it is sin. If it's not a faith, it's sin. How do you like that scripture? So anyway, I'm believing the Lord that he's going to send 40 Bibles to this congregation over in a foreign country. And he's going to do it without my help and without my intervention. I'm going to purposely stay out of it. Why? Because I need to teach that congregation over there how to live and walk by faith. And if they, I do not want to become their source. I don't want to become anything. And boy, I'm pushing the limits just by the Lord letting me be a teacher. But I'll do the best I can do, and I'll represent Christ the best I can. In Him He lives and moves and has, in Him I live and move and have my being. See there? I've been crucified with Christ, not me, but Christ lives in me, my hope of glory. Jesus is alive in me, and I can live and walk in divine health and prosperity. Everything I set my hand to do prospers. I'm more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. I can do all things through Jesus Christ who gives me strength. I am pleasing to Him because I live and walk by the faith of Jesus Christ. Who do people say that I am? Jesus asked. Some said John the Baptist. Some said a prophet. Some said Elijah. Jesus said, who do you say I am? So I ask you today, who is Jesus to you? He should be your source, your life, 100%. And you should be an ambassador for Him, spreading the gospel to the world. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. Well, I can't do that. Well, then preach it where you are, because you're part of the world, or you're either part of Christ. All right. You have a blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen. This has been Chaplain Terry Warner. My podcasts come out every Monday morning. When you go to my podcast website, there will be a drop-down menu for my website. It signs you up for my newsletter. You will be able to privately email me with your questions and comments. You will be lifted up in prayer every day. Your information will never be sold or given out. Please like, share, and follow me on social media. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. In Jesus' name.